This is Barton George, and I'm here on the phone with Gary Faulkner, Chief Marketing Officer of Morphous Software. Gary, how are you today?
I'm fine, Barton.
Great. Well, what I wanted to chat with you about is I think you guys have a very interesting story, which is the fact that you got into process modeling not because that was your first goal, but sort of a byproduct of some of the obstacles that got in the way of doing what you really were trying to do. So maybe you could just start by telling us a little bit about Morphous and what it is, and then what got you into process modeling.
Sure. Morphous is a software company that's been in business since 1999, and our primary market is financial institutions. And what Morphous does for banks and central banks is we manage currency. So what Morphous does, in addition to forecasting and the demand and managing the fulfillment, it essentially optimizes and automates the processes of managing the currency within an enterprise. And the thing we discovered when we sat down with our customers to do an implementation, the first question we ask them is, "Well, tell us what you do." Because if they can describe to us how their processes operate today, then we can customize our software to precisely fit the way they manage their business. Mm-hmm. And we only had to do one, Barton, before we discovered that they couldn't describe their process to us. So what we started doing is we started taking the time to try to map our customers' processes for them. Now, this turned out to be very problematic because we're not process mappers. Mm-hmm. You know, it was a brand new field for us. We had a sense for what where things should go and how they should work, but it was an arduous task. That's when we discovered Blueprint. Because just like Morphous automates and optimizes the processes for our customers, Blueprint provides us with a tremendous automation tool for mapping the process of our customers, and not just a tool for mapping the process, but for collaborating with them to help understand what their processes really are.
That's very cool. So now, as you say, you guys aren't process wonks yourself. This isn't something that you knew about, but you've now gone and this has become a bit of a, I won't say an expertise of yourselves, but you guys are developing some competency in this now, at least in basic processing. How do you actually do the sessions then that you work? Can you run
essentially what we do is when we sit down with our customers, we just very, very simply, one step at a time, take each process. For instance, I need to order cash for 100 ATMs. Using the discovery map, if you will, it's a very simple process just to enter in one at a time, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the things that they do. And then once we have that discovery map up on the screen, because we typically do this in conjunction with a WebEx, so everybody's looking at the work that's being done, mm-hmm. so that we can then look at the steps that they described, and because they can see it, it's visual in front of them, then we can start seeing where the gaps is. Well, you told me that you do this thing, but how did you know to do that? What was your clue that you needed to do this? Oh, yeah, well, there's another step in front of that. And it's just these types of things that people don't think about until you're able to literally put it in front of them and let them think through it in the logical fashion that that Blueprint forces you to do.
Well, that's really cool. So you're actually not necessarily physically in the room. As you say, you're doing it over a WebEx.
Early on, we adopted WebEx as the methodology to do our implementations and, in fact, our sales process, because it eliminates travel.
Interesting.
We just don't have to go anywhere, and we literally do implementations all over the world where we never visit the customer site.
Huh. And then, so when you're doing these Blueprint sessions, I know that you've hired someone, and you're in Dallas, correct?
That's right.
And I know you've hired somebody in Ohio.
In Ohio,
so,
that's correct.
In Oregon as well. So you've got, when you're doing these sessions, you may have people in different parts of the country all working together in Blueprint with folks on the client side as well.
That's exactly right. And the other thing we like to do is that we like to give our clients a Blueprint log-on. Mm-hmm. And include that in just the cost of our implementation, so that they have direct access to the tool, and as they, you know, sit around and reflect on what's been done, they can go in and make changes, and you know, you get much more of a collaborative effort than just Morphus scribing what we think you said and then handing it back to you. So we give them full access to it because the customers love it. I mean, once they start using it, they come up with all kinds of things that they can do with it.
That's cool. So for yourself, what it may be a means to an end, it helps you get to a better implementation of your software. For them, they can also then take it and use it to improve their own processes from there.
That's exactly right. You know, one of our customers recently told us that one of the things he likes best about Morphus software is that it causes him, or forces him rather, to think about his business in ways that he never thought about before. And one of those ways is, what is our process? What is it that we really do?
Very cool. I mean, you've got an interesting story. You're sort of the accidental process mapper, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, we call it a funny thing happened on the way to the software business.
I love it.
And the funny thing that happened was that we found ourselves in the consulting business. Because our customers come to us all the time and say, well, what's the best way to handle this? Well, that's not really what we got in the business for, but unfortunately, or fortunately, I guess, we learned how to do it. And we depend on Blueprint to facilitate that process for us every day.
Excellent. You never know where opportunity may lie.
Absolutely not.
All righty. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. You have a great day.
Okay.
Bye-bye.